of course, we are joined with Fareed from our amazing Cardiovasc. Welcome back, Fareed.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Why don't you give us some testimonials of people who have taken Cardiovasc. This formula has been developed by your dad, Sam, and I'd like to know what are some of the most amazing stories you've had.
Well, you know, hear a lot of stories about how Cardiovasc has helped lower blood pressure. And one of the things that the Cardiovasc does is because it improves the dilates the blood vessels and improves the blood flow through to the periphery, that has a tendency to automatically lower blood pressure over time. So
it's more than making them just kind of more flexible, which we measure with our BioCuff. It actually makes them healthy so they can create a peristaltic wave, which in a healthy heart and circulatory system is 70% of the blood flow. So Cardiovasc supports your vessels as well as your heart.
Exactly.
So that's okay. I've had some amazing stories. Tell us some of the ones you have.
I have a story of Eleanor White, and she, for example, she was using a competing product, and for many years, and her blood pressure didn't really budge. It helped a little bit, but then when she started on the Cardiovasc, her blood pressure dropped to an acceptable 130 over 80, and it stayed there ever since.
Wow.
So that's one example. Another example is a gentleman who's a diabetic, and he had a lot of dental problems because of his diabetes, beating, you know, periodontal disease, that type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, with the Cardiovasc, he was able to recover faster from dental surgery and that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, those are some typical. I've had people that have had a venogram and arteriograms, like a Neve arterial and venous study, and they've had blocked arteries that are significant enough, they're kind of pre-scheduled in months in advance for a Dacron graft if the vessels continue to get worse. And they've gone back to the vascular surgeon after they've been on Cardiovasc for 6 months, and they say, are you the same person, or are you a twin or a relative? There's no blockage. And the same thing with hearts. We've had people that had a high-speed CT scan and actually proven on arteriography that they have blocked arteries and high calcium scores on the CT scan, and they go back and say, my gosh, your calcium score is lowered and your arteries are open. Same we see people with heart failure. You give them Cardiovasc, and we see them where all of a sudden their circulatory system opens up and they're now, their heart and their vessels are pumping blood out, they're getting better perfusion, and their heart failure is considerably improved. Now, of course, we add other things to that, like our vein away and ultrasound B1, but the core is to be on Cardiovasc. And like I take a higher dose than the average. I make sure that I take at least 3 capsules 3 times a day.
Yeah,
and during the day, I take also it in my drink.
Yeah,
I don't take that. I don't take an itty-bitty dosage. I take a dosage that I think my body says, you need 3 today, Deeg. You're a little hyper, especially last week when Trump decided to start the first stage of World War III.
Yep. That can get the blood pressure going.
Yeah, well, I actually want to change his name from Trump to Trumpet, like the Trumpets of Revelation.
Right.
Pretty funny, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go through the 7 components.
Sure. So the first one of the key components is the hawthorn. And you mentioned we use a leaf and flower extract versus the berry because that's part of the plant that has been proven to have the active marker compounds, for example, by Vitexin, that act on the heart muscle.
Right. Now, the important thing is Vitexin supports the mitochondria, cardiac contractility, and vessel contractility. And if your vessels are not creating a peristaltic wave, if you look from the side, let's say in a video model, it would look like your blood vessel is swallowing a mouse and there'd be a wave of peristaltic attraction. If you look at the cross-sectional area of the vessels and the pressure difference along the length of the vessel, in a healthy cardiovascular circulatory system, the actual percentage blood flow is probably as high as 70% or higher, is actually away from the heart to the tissues, is from the vessels, not the heart. And that's why when the percentage of the heart increases, it's because the vessels are failing, and eventually the heart fails. And in those phases, the vessels already failed completely. The heart is trying to pump against now hardened, non-peristaltic, and often narrowed or stiff vessels that are calcifying. And the heart is now pushing against this massive resistance. It gets backflow. Eventually, the valve leaflets of the mitral and the aortic valves and so on are now becoming competent because the heart actually increases in size, but the diastolic filling is reduced. So for each pulse of the heart, there's a significantly lower amount of blood. So when you take cardiovascular, you can follow a cardiac index test and the end diastolic pressures and so on, and you'll see things improve. And we've had some miraculous responses with taking cardiovascular and a few other things that I recommend that they take, but they have to take not a substitute, but they have to be on cardiovascular.
Absolutely. So the other one of the key components is the aged garlic extract.
Now, it's more than just allicin. We have allicin in our allicin med. The other components in it are not only to kill the nanobacteria of the infected biofilm and heart and blood vessel problems, but also to block the angiotensin-converting enzyme and do other actions we probably don't fully understand. But you're not only killing the nanobacteria, but you're also blocking the angiotensin-converting enzyme stimulated by the kidney that thinks it's not being properly perfused. And the ACE receptor blockade is nice because in cardiovascular, you don't get what we call a capitin cough. Regular ACE inhibitors block bradykinin and neurotenin breakdown. And if those levels increase in your blood, they can make you have a cough, like these drugs we call ACE inhibitors, or they can give you a thing called angioedema. You don't get that with cardiovascular. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So then we have the bilberry.
Now, bilberry is the... It's interesting. If you look at the story about the World War One and World War II pilots, they didn't have in the canopy of the jets and the aircraft the new components to block ultraviolet light so they would go blind, especially night blindness. First thing that goes when you fry your eyes with ultraviolet light, you lose the ability to see objects at sundown. And bilberry is a dialyzable antioxidant, and they discovered if we just give these pilots bilberry, they don't lose their night vision by getting their eyes fried, the back of the retina fried. So it's the most dialyzable, which means it penetrates to the brain, the tissue, the heart, the vessels, the solid organs, the kidneys, better than anything else. Interesting, isn't it?
It is. We've got the cayenne.
Cayenne's a vasodilator. It's going to help you release nitric oxide. And you want normal nitric oxide, not peroxynitrate radical. If you have the natural molecules, you're going to produce NO, or nitric oxide, that's going to help the blood vessel contract. That's why as soon as you get nitric oxide, it increases the ATP and NADH in the mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels. That's what nitric oxide's purpose is, to increase production of the redox potential of your tissues and your mitochondria. Next.
So then we have the ginkgo.
Now, ginkgo is a circulatory effect on microcirculation. It's a vasodilator, too. But its primary thing is that microcirculation dramatically increases and it reduces blood viscosity. Next step up from cardiovascular is to add nanokinase. But in most cases, people, let's say they have a QRMA machine or they do a rheologic blood viscometry test, you'll notice if they start taking cardiovascular, their blood is no longer viscous. Now, it doesn't bleed. They don't bleed like if they're taking Eliquis or Xarelto or low molecular weight heparin or rat poison, Coumadin. But you get a healthy return to normal blood viscosity.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have the couple other ingredients. We have the milk thistle and the valerian.
Milk thistle, most people aren't aware that a lot of the materials we're exposed to, even wrapping our food, contain xenoestrogen chemicals, but they also are toxic to our vessel wall. And what they do is they change what's called the methylation index of the vessel wall endothelia. When you change the methylation index, you can do it several ways: free radical single oxygen, hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radical, and homocysteine. It's all triggered off by these chemicals. And what happens is if you don't get these chemicals out of your body, you're continually increasing the degradation rate of your endothelial lining of your blood vessel walls. And when you damage them, you can also create foam cells, which eat these dead globules of the endothelial cell wall and fatty acids. And the free radicals then result in a calcifying plaque. So it's really important to detoxify the chemicals. Now, you can measure toxins in the body with a fat biopsy or a red and white cell blood test and send it off to a tox lab like Dr. Slonwhite's lab in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. So people need to understand that this stuff is not airy-fairy. It's not my opinion. It's not a theory. It's proven that toxic chemicals in our food supply or even wrapping or in the process of making food has chemicals in the biosphere that's toxic to our blood vessel walls, and this helps you get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
That would be it.
Yeah, so the other testimonials I have is people noticing their vision improving, their memory improving, their skin improving, their muscle cramps when they're doing a sport improving, their rate of healing after surgery improving. And a lot of people aren't aware of this, but 1 in 20 males over age 40 has a 93% plus or greater blockage of the major artery below their knee. That's pretty serious. And a lot of them don't know it until they go doing a walk and they get a cramp. Why am I getting this cramp here? It's in the same leg, in the same spot. Every time I go, I get my, you know, weekend warrior cramp. Now, if they went off to get an EVA arterial and venous study, which is non-invasive, they say, look, you just blown your circulation. And then if you go see a vascular surgeon, vascular surgeon is going to start drooling. He's going to have to take out his napkin or his Kleenex, and he's going to drool because he knows he's going to get a bigger boat if he can do major surgery in your leg and get $50,000 to $100,000 to put a Dacron graft in there, right? And all you need to do is start taking Cardiovasc and perhaps some other things we have, and you're going to reverse it yourself. In fact, you have to reverse the chemistry because temporarily changing a blocked artery doesn't fix your overall circulatory system throughout your body, including your kidneys, your brain, your eyes, etc. Cardiovasc will change that those factors, whether genetic predisposition, dietary, or toxic. Interesting, eh?
Yep, absolutely.
So let me kind of delve into some of the other things I add to that. We have our Omega Supreme Pro, which replaces Omega Krill. It is from anchovies and small fish, right? You know, called in Norway. It's processed into a thing called a monoglyceride. We add things like magnesium glycinate, which is very important to work with cardiovasc. We add a CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world, CoQ10 ubiquinol, which is a reserve form of the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier into your eyes. We use things that are like our VascuCare carnitine, slow-release vascular carnitine. And we use anti-inflammatories such as Gamma A+, which is tocopherols and tocotrienols to stop nitroproxy radical. We have semethyl that gets rid of not only heavy metals, which, by the way, can stick to the inside of your vessel walls and burn the hell out of them, which is, by the way, Cardiovasc helps protect against that. So if you've got a lot of chicken in your diet and it's non-organic, you're going to have arsenic poisoning. If you had mercury amalgams, even if you had to remove years ago, most people don't realize they have them sequestered, but the body's constantly leaking mercury, which blocks zinc. And when you have zinc blocked, you lose superoxide dismutase, which is a primary protectant of your vessel wall. In fact, the primary trigger in your skeletal muscles for diabetes, where, and this is interesting, that people may or may not know this, you know, I call myself Mr. Diabetes because I'm the expert on it. Diabetes is caused by increased insulin resistance in your skeletal muscles. There's very little resistance even in diabetics in their liver, their skin, or other tissues like their brain. It is just primarily there. And it's because they have free radicals and they lose SOD1. When you lose SOD1, you lose your GLUT4 transporter and your receptor number drops. So if you do a muscle biopsy and do a special radio stain or a special stain under face contrast microscopy, what you find is the receptor numbers drop tremendously. We have nutraceuticals to reverse that, leptin metabolic, diabetoline, etc. But you're going to find even Cardiovasc will normalize people's blood sugar. We have a lot of people that start off and say they're starting to tilt toward diabetes, and they take Cardiovasc and say, hey, my blood sugar normalized. What's going on? Or whatever they were taking, maybe they're just taking glucophage, and they're being threatened to go to insulin, and they take Cardiovasc, and all of a sudden their blood sugar normalizes. You probably heard that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. You have to understand when you blunt the free radicals, even sugar is just a bystander. You have to have free radicals for sugar to be oxidized so that it sticks to proteins and glycates them. Sugar will not glycate to proteins without free radicals. So if you see someone with a high hemoglobin A1C, that means they've got a flood of singlet oxygen, nitroproxy, and hydroproxy radical, and almost certainly they have elevated levels of homocysteine. So if you don't reverse those, even if you think you've lowered the quote, sugar content of the diet, you haven't fixed it. Countries that have higher sugar content, like Sri Lanka and some other countries, way higher than ours, have extremely lower levels of diabetes because they don't have high levels of free radicals in their body, especially in their skeletal muscles. Mm-hmm. They don't have glyphosates or genetically modified food or mineral-depleted soils. As a result, they actually have enzyme activity to protect them from oxidative stress. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, so cardiovascular is a pretty darn important formula. If you want to preserve someone's vision, their brain, we see people, their vision improves. We see people that they say, hey, I took this for my heart, but my memory's better. I took this for my heart, but I'm not getting muscle cramps. I took this for my heart, but my osteoporotic bones feel like they're minting. I took this for my heart, but my skin looks better. I don't have this sallow kind of crappy circulatory look. Like people, as they get older, and their circulation, their microcirculation starts to go. You probably had people tell you that, like, I'm taking Cardiovasc, but my skin's looking better. You probably heard that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely improving circulation to the periphery will help with skin regeneration and, you know, keeping your hands nice and warm.
You get nitric oxide.
Lots and lots of benefits.
You get healthy nitric oxide generation, so you're going to have a nice microcirculation. Your skin cells are going to love it. And you're going to get rid of oxidative stress, which causes cross-linking of collagen. People don't realize collagen is just collagen that gets cross-linked from oxidative stress. So when you get wrinkled, it means in your skin you had such high levels of free radicals aggravated by things like sunlight. So, for example, if you're taking Cardiovasc, you're also reducing the chances of sun-induced collagen cross-links we call wrinkles. And they float in a little sea of hyaluronic acid in your skin. So as these cross-linked proteins get present, and then the amount of hyaluronic acid reduces because you don't have the enzymatic activity of things like proline transhydroxylase, which we increase with our collagen max and Nutrimed's royal jelly, you get wrinkled. So Cardiovasc will actually slow and reverse your rate of wrinkling too. Pretty cool, eh? Because you're reducing the free radicals in your skin. That's what wrinkles are. I mean, yeah, I've been taking a lot of antioxidants for years. I'm 65. Other than the big crease across my forehead, which I've had since I was 7, I don't have wrinkles anywhere. None. Now, that's a little unusual for a 65-year-old, isn't it? I have none.
It is.
None.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you improve circulation to your scalp and you take other things like a recidival hair tonic, you prevent the problem with baldness. Okay? So in other words, as you're taking these things, there's lots of good side effects that are going to make you smile. Like, hey, I could get a better erection. I don't have leg pain at night. You know, it's restless leg syndrome. Lots of things, nice things happen when you start taking Cardiovasc. Get it for yourself and your friends. Don't wait for a birthday. Start it now so you have lots of birthdays.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
So here's a summary of our first hour that we had with Jim Fetzer. And go look at that YouTube video. We have it posted up there. We also have it posted on our live stream channel, Vimeo channel. It's over in iTunes as well as Facebook. So you can find it everywhere. And spread it. Spread it all over the world. It needs people need to know that our analysis and our facts are solid. We not only have connected all the journalistic things in the open media, but also classified sources. What's going on now is catastrophically stupid, and it's extremely dangerous because something wrong could happen. Same thing goes with your health. You need to know in advance of what's going on, and we have a special going on now, which I think is going to continue for a while, even after the sale for our QRMA. The QRMA machine is remarkable. I got the latest one updated in my own studio, and it is much more sensitive. It has many more panels than the previous ones. We'll give you payments over 6 months, and it's 25% reduced. And you get free reports for you and your family. And if you want to be a satellite extension site for consultations, you get a consult, which the people have to purchase a consult. Then get the QRMA test. You can charge for your time to actually do the testing on them, the technician technically, which takes a minute. So you can do it at a trade show at your home or a mobile car or phone number locally. And this will pick up the harmonic resonance along with their history. I can determine if they want to do blood, urine, stool, or imaging tests or see specific doctors or health providers of any kind, whether it's a chiropractor, deep massage therapy, acupuncturist, whatever. And you have to understand What we're able to do is we're able to intervene and get you the right supplements targeted for you at this time. They're going to change in 3 or 6 months. And you will cut down tremendously on the nutraceuticals you use. We talked to one lady earlier this morning, and I talked to her yesterday too, Dorothy. And she may be listening, and she's probably going to get a machine now on Monday. She's been purchasing a lot of supplements. She's a very smart lady and engineer. And she realizes that if I could know exactly what I have to take, I won't have to take as much of stuff or take some things at all. So you take the right things targeted for you now, which are going to be considerably different a 6 months or a year from now. And then we can validate it if we want to. I tell people, keep your skepticals on. If you want to do blood tests for nutrient levels, organic acids, metabolites, you want to do a 23 and Prometheus or more advanced genetic testing, we have a genetic testing company here in California, San Diego County, that will, within 2 years, they say, have the price to do an entire human genome down to under $100. Wow. That means the era of functional anti-aging, life extension, epigenetic medicine is really coming on at the speed of light. So what I do is I provide the top levels, and I train doctors free. All I tell them is just send me the case, and I'll charge for the time to actually handle the case. There's no training period, no special requirements to get, you know, and that may, but it means you in the public, too. You want to learn how to do some of these things, like to do a QRMA test and understand the protocols? Just email me free to find out the start protocols, how to modify them, what you need in order to do it. And then if you get a QRMA machine, I'll do the interpretation and keep you well and your friends and your customers if you decide to actually turn it into a business. Be a arm of NutraMedical.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, and Karen is ready in all days.
Yes.
So, as I say, depending on your perspective, we could be in the bottom of the world or the top. But I guess you guys are in the top in terms of being a healthy environment for not only you, but your red deer. And the biomolecules, the fuzz that you come off the red deer, is an amazing anti-aging set of molecules. And you can't just take one molecule out of it. I think one of the things we talked about with yourself and with Campbell last year was the idea there were a number of people initially that said, we're going to find the magic molecule there. In fact, you know, whether it's IGF-1 or something else. And they realized, like, this is an orchestra. If you go there and all of a sudden you sit down in your seat and you got a fancy orchestra, you hear one musical instrument, another, and you realize, wow, I can feel the sound coming from all sides and melding and creating really sub and super harmonics. And that's what Mountain Red Velvet is. It's an orchestra of biomolecules, isn't it? And the oboes and the winds and all these other instruments are playing the DNA of your cells and saying, guess what? We can make you young again. We can make your knees not hurt when you walk upstairs. We can make your skin glow. We can make your hair not break off in the pillow. We can make your nails grow again and won't break every time you do the dishes. We can make you smile again. Your teeth won't fall out of your head. What do you think?
Exactly. And that you're right. There's a number of people who try to modify this product or try to make it synthetically or try to just build it in a bad way. And I think the thing is that we start with these gorgeous animals who we treat with the utmost respect. They roam free. We bring them in once a year. We harvest the antler. And away they go again, or they're checked out and made sure everything's all okay with them. And then they're on their way. Then we take that beautiful velvet that they have grown, we freeze dry it, we don't add anything, we don't modify it, we don't strip anything out, we then encapsulate it and it's winging its way to you, and that's all we do. We care for them greatly, they grow this awesome product, and it's not for us to change that, it's not for us to pull a piece out. And I think that's the thing that we need to learn from them, is that they're the only mammalian animal in the world that can regenerate bone every single season. These guys go out there and they grow this every single year, and it's a totally sustainable process because of that. So we just harvest once a year, back out they go, and then we don't tamper with it, we don't add anything to this product, so it comes 100% natural to you. And as you say, there are 396 different active ingredients inside each and every one of those capsules, and that's just how our boys grew it. No,
right.
We don't tamper in any way.
Right. Now, what we're doing right now is we're working out the final steps to do a DR capsule version, which will be it basically takes the same molecules. I take on average 2 to 4, at least, Mountain Red Velvet a day, and my body says, hey, Deagle, you still like me.
Exactly.
You don't hate me, even though I give you some tweaks here and there and it hurts. What people should understand is Mountain Red Velvet is like it's like a miracle. You know, and people say, well, what is your top anti-aging supplement? I say, well, Mountain Red Velvet. Next would be Collagen Max. Third would be Microdose. There's other things we can add to reduce free radicals, but the top anti-aging molecule is literally to turn you back into a fetal environment, which is the placenta feeding you biomolecules that mama and mama's blood doesn't supply. And these biomolecules rebuild and make a baby. In fact, there's an interesting term called apoptosis. And the maximum time when your cells are being replaced is called maximum apoptosis. It occurs during fetal life. And in fact, if you look at the maximum apoptosis rate, if it's increased because you have the FOXO2 gene like I have, you have much more chance of living to be 100. Now, the reason why, you have to have the biomolecules, though, to rebuild you, almost like that we talked about this before, Field of Dreams, you know?
Yes.
if you take it, Mountain Red Velvet, the stem cells will come. How's that?
Yes. And it is like that. And as you say, living to an older age, but living well to an older age. Because we hear these people who are, oh, gosh, you know, I'm in my 70s now and I can't do this. And I'm, you know, my knees are sore and, oh, I've got this old injury and back. And it doesn't have to be like that. And what we say to people is, give this a try. This is a 100% natural product. Give this a try and see if that shoulder injury can be healed. See if that elbow doesn't hurt anymore. Those knees don't need to be creaky. And the number of people who take this product and say, oh, my goodness me, I had that creak for years and I just thought it was old age. Right. So it's lovely when we hear stories like that, that people who have suffered for a number of years are able to take a natural product and heal the body.
Now, you always have interesting stories. We've talked about this in the past about, you know, mixed martial artists, elderly people, even your dad with ankylosing spondylitis. I want to do a head-to-toe kind of thing as how this will help you. If your hair is breaking off in a pillow or you're going bald and your hair follicle is going to call zero phase or senescence, there's a number of things you want to take. You want to block the male hormone receptor with erucidivil. You want to take Collagen Max. You want to take Mountain Red Velvet. And you want to use a lumen pad on your scalp. If you've got problems with the Sharpe fibers because your teeth are rattling around your head because your bones are retracted away and you've got what's called NECA or cavitations, you want to be on Mountain Red Velvet as well as taking our bone generator, micelle D3, myco D2, and full vitamin K2 to rebuild your bones. If you've got eye problems and you're trying to regenerate your retina, people say, what about senile macular degeneration? Before we even get to things like fancy peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences and the European Anti-Aging Organization, you have to take Mountain Red Velvet because how can you build a new retina or retinal vessels or optic nerve head or fovea without the building blocks? I mean, you're not going to get it in a really good diet. I mean, eating this organic and that organic and having salads every day. Salad doesn't make eyeballs.
Correct.
But Mountain Red Velvet will. So
exactly.
then your skin, people say, well, I'm going for this facial and that facial. It costs a fortune. I mean, I just get all these notices out here in Southern California, and there's a zillion outfits that'll do it. And you do look temporarily better because you kind of do skin peels and other things. But how about peeling from the inside? If you want to, we talked this about, you know, they call it make-up. You know, you put your makeup on. How about make-over? We're making you over from the inside.
Yeah.
So if we don't make you over from the inside, it's a very thin layer of looking good and dying fast. dying quick.
The thing is that when people take this product and they say, oh, I've actually been on an organic diet, vegetarian diet for years, and it made no difference. And I just say, try this product. You really must try this product because it does make such a difference. And as you say, it's the building blocks. It's the start. And if your body has been without these nutrients and all these, you know, like amino
acids
and proteins.
And hormones, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Then it's starved, as you say, of these products.
Well, I'll give you an example. You're familiar with a term called somatopause, are you?
Yes.
Now, somatopause means your growth hormone level starts to dive through the floor. How early do you think somatopause starts to happen in the populations around the world, including New Zealand and North America? Late 20s to mid-30s. Late 20s to mid-30s, your growth hormone level starts to say, see you later, lady or guy, I'm out of here.
Wow, that's way earlier than I thought.
Oh, yeah, way earlier. Now, by the time you're in your mid-40s, a significant portion of the population has very little, if any, discernible growth hormone. Did you know that?
Wow. No, I didn't. That's earlier than I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just growth hormone. There's a number of other hormones that go along with it. When we look at mountain red velvet, there's 6 growth hormones, including IGF-1. And I know there's some crazy football players that just say, I just want the IGF-1. They're taking it by, like, nasal spray or something, or God knows what they're doing, or sublingually under their tongue. You want all the hormones. You want all the biomolecules. You want them in an orchestra. So if you turn on the music, like, I want to listen to my music with my Bose headphones. Well, this is the Bose headphones for your DNA. The orchestra of molecules is there saying, hey, I'd like to hear that song again. Let's rebuild Sally or Joe or whatever. Let's play this music, which means you take your mountain red velvet, your DNA says, hey, those biomolecules showed up. I'm going to open up the ion channel of the active transport. I'm going to shove it into the cell because the DNA and the nucleoplasm is talking to the telomeres, and we're saying, hey, the orchestra has arrived.
And that's it. And the joy that people have when they say, oh, I just feel brand new. I'm standing up and my knees don't hurt. And the other one that we get a number of times is, thank you, I'm able to sleep.
Here's some other things that I want to collaborate with you guys because I want to even share the patent development on it. I'm working on a formulation and technology to create the underlying template to print 3D organs. Now I'll give you a concrete example. As I've been in contact with all these people for the last few years and working on background research, so when I do a presentation, they're not just going to get blown away, they're going to get blown up. Now, they're using work at the University of Wisconsin on decellularized hearts and also research in a facility in Chicago and elsewhere, where they take hearts from sheep or pigs, which are pretty similar to humans, especially pig hearts. And I've explained why that wasn't in other shows. But if you decellularize a pig heart, which is pretty damn close to human, and that's why Richard Seed, who's a physicist, set up Seed Corporation in Chicago to create what's called chimeric hybrid human-pig hybrids. Now, if you take a little piglet and you insert stem cells from a donor, you can actually grow a heart within 6 months that's the size of a human heart inside a pig, and you can decellularize it. Isn't that interesting? It's and it really contains 75% of human DNA from you. So there's no antigens there to induce an autoimmunity, so you don't need to take autoimmune drugs. Now, this is something we can do today. Did you know we can do this today? Now, right now, the drug that is FDA approved, and I talked to a number of stem cell experts, the drug that is approved for printing 3D organs, and they're now doing stupid stuff. They're printing what's called bladders, which is, you know, tubes like a vessel. And the stuff is like, you know, it's like kids playing with Play-Doh. It looks sort of like a vessel, but you go and do stuff with it and it kind of blows up. And it doesn't really have the tensile strength or the reflexivity or the multi-layers that indicates it's got a peristaltic wave in it. Because people think vessels are just tubes. And those people need their head examined. It's not. It's an active organ. Your vessels are extremely important and they have active organs that have a peristaltic wave. And I have the published research to prove it. Non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations, et cetera, which I understand, and of course, most cardiologists don't even know that math or science at all, even if it's in their own journals. So what I'm working on is to create a pharmaceutical-grade version of mountain red velvet with your powder that can be used intravenously or sprayed on a burn unit victim to help to regrow their burns, their skin, or given intravenously during someone who has multi-trauma, like a blast injury from, say, an IED, and they've got internal blast injuries to their multi-organs in their body, or someone who has a traumatic concussion, we give them an intravenous bolus of this, and it protects their brain not only from oxidative stress, but rebuilds the neural pathways. Or someone that has a synthetic organ template, where we start to grow an arm or a leg, because they've had it blown off with an IED, or had it taken off because of diabetic vascular changes, and so many weeks or months later, the limb is large enough that we can actually transplant it. We're going to actually say something like this decellularized heart from a pig, put your stem cells in with mountain red velvet, pharmaceutical grade, you know. And I'm going to develop a new name, you know, a Deagleism name. It'll be Zippy. You know, somebody here, I want that stuff when I have surgery. And it doesn't matter, by the way, what kind of surgery you have. You know, you have, most people realize this. Do you know that the vast majority of people that undergo anesthetics get brain damage from it?
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? It stays in your body for so long.
No, it's real simple, okay? This is free radical chemistry. If you shut off the brain, which you do, you can actually start a sentence and then finish it when you wake up from your anesthetic. You can put the brain through an anoxic injury, you increase free radicals. And free radicals over the next several weeks or months will start dismyelinating the neural pathways and you increase the levels of nitroproxy and hydroproxy radical. Do you think most anesthesiologists or surgeons, after you do the surgery, have you in a process of nutraceuticals to rebuild your brain after they cut off your blood flow? How many people do you think have an ECMO, heart-lung bypass surgery, for heart surgery or bypass, whatever, and afterwards say, my brain doesn't work. Now, they tell their surgeon, and their surgeon just looks at me like, you're just a bad patient. But I know the difference. I can actually give you the specific imaging studies and organic acids to prove you have what's called ECMO brain. Guess what the treatment for it is? Mountain Red Velvet. Because you're starting to lose myelin sheath. In fact, if it's a year or two in and you've really had a big surgery, it doesn't surprise me that you've actually lost connections to your anterior forebrain bundle or your hippocampus. And you can prove it with an MRI scan, T1-weighted study, and a quantitative electroencephalogram in organic acids and oxidative markers in your blood. Played 8-hydroxy, 2-prime-deoxyguanosine, T-bars, and other markers. And special imaging studies that I've worked out ways of doing it with PET scanners. So you radio label markers with antibodies to look at oxidative markers with this fluorodeoxyglucose radio label with positrons. So if people say, you can't do that, they're talking to Deagle. I guarantee you in the next few years, I will make a surgical version of this. And I will eventually wave it in front of these companies that want to, you know, transplant hearts from pigs into people, that literally would be a bioidentical heart that will have their stem cells grown on the template of the previous pig heart that will actually have pulsatile control and actually give them a full heart transplant of their heart back into their body. Is that cool or what?
Wow. That is very cool. Imagine that.
Well, you know, it's not going to happen unless we imagine it, but we have to be imagineer. We have to be imagineers, I call it. That's another Deagleism. Imagineer. You have to be an imagineer, not just an engineer.
That's it. But people can start today, and I know you have this super speedy postal system in America that you get products like the next day or in 3 days, and people can order this product today. There's no better time to start this journey of good health.
Yeah, if you order today, which is Wednesday, most people are going to get it in the Western United States within 2 days, and all the way to the East in 3 days, so by Monday.
Wow.
So that's pretty fast. You can get 2 day, which guarantees it in 2 days, but here in California, a lot of people are going to get it overnight anyway. They're going to get it within a day. So, why not start, you know, like any of those, like your body says, why not listen to Deagle? Yeah, he's a nut. He talks too fast. He interrupts his guests. He's a pontificator. He's an arrogant SOB. But guess what? I think he might have a point.
Just try it.
Exactly. Just try it.
Yeah.
Just try it and say, yes, my doctor doesn't believe what Dr. Deagle does, but I have a feeling maybe I should listen to Deag. And if I do, maybe I won't be in so much pain I can't walk up or down the stairs and want to get one of those little ridey things to slide up the stairs now, right? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
You see those advertised?
Yeah. Exactly. But that's a reality for some people. Is, you know, to walk up a set of stairs is huge. And when they take Mountain Red and they, you know, it feels like there's a lube job in those knees, and they say, I'm back out walking to the letterbox. I'm back out pushing my grandchildren in the pram.
Well,
I'm able to sit on the floor.
What percentage of seniors that can't walk up or downstairs either have one or two options? They either get one of those slidey things to slide up in a little chair with a seatbelt on up the stairs or sell their house.
Yeah.
Which is really unpleasant if you got everything the way you like it, and you got your bedroom set up and your study and your view out in the garden we've had in your greenhouse, and all your kids know where you live and they're all within so many miles. And if you try to buy another house, it's going to be another $150,000 to be even equivalent, and it would take you 2 to 3 years and you're elderly to try to fix it, and you don't really want to have to fix all the stuff. Guess what? Just take Mountain Red Velvet. Start walking up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's it. And as we age, we don't have to age with creaks and, you know, groans and sore bones. And you know, you want to be able to get up and down the stairs. You want to be get up and down on the floor and playing with your grandchildren.
In other words, what you're saying is don't take embalming care. Take Mountain Red Velvet.
Exactly.
No embalming care.
Oh, funny. Let's see how far we've come.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondria.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. So, yeah, we have tried to use some humor because I really think that we're moving to a whole new era where, and I use this term of lifespan and death span, and I think when I get humorous through, you might die at 72, but if the first 35 or 36 years of your life, we'll say 36, we'll split it, is your lifespan. You don't hurt, you have good sex, you're able to walk up and down stairs, you can see for miles. You can scuba dive, hang glide, but from 36 on, things start to fall apart. You get somatopause, your growth hormone drops, you don't have the biomolecules in your body, your bones start aching, you're sore, you can't sleep properly at night, you start to get obstructive apnea, your blood sugar takes off, your blood pressure starting to go, ooh. And that's called your death span. Now, your death span can get pretty bad. In other words, a lot of people, I'm sure, as they are cursing the day, as they say one of the jokes. And by the time you get to the 72, you're almost thankful you're going to the great beyond. What I want to do is move that little marker between the lifespan and death span so that you live to be like 150. And the day before you get sick, you've had a good meal, a 20-mile run, you beat your great-great-great-grandson in chess, and you had good sex, and then at the dinner meal, all of a sudden you go poof, and then you take a little vacuum and vacuum up your ashes and put you on the mantle. So you don't have tubes in every orifice. You don't have major surgery. You don't end up being blind and peeled around in a wheelchair, and you hurt every time you move or try to take a breath. You can't control your bladder. You haven't had an erection in 20 years. If you're a man and a woman, your all skin's dried up, and if you roll over the pillow at night, all your hair breaks off. This is not fun.
No.
So no. Put the fun back in your life and take Mountain Red Velvet. Yep. Move that little marker of your lifespan and death span and say, hey, I think I'll take 149.99 years and move the death marker to the last meal after a great day. How about that?
Exactly. That would be fantastic. And I think, you know, as we talked about, there are a number of people out there who are really young, older people. And, you know, that's because in their 50s, as you're saying, they're like, oh, I just hurt too much and I'm just not going to do this anymore and I'm not going to stay active because it just hurts too much. And that's really sad because they age quicker than they need to. Whereas if they can take Mountain Red Deer Velvet and build all of those nutrients back into the body and keep moving and, as you say, have a better quality of life, you know, that's got
well,
to be...
Well, by the way, the best way to save money in an economy is to make healthy, yeah, old, wise people that'll make sure that that wisdom is in the repository of their brains and their physical activities, that they're not excluded or shoved in senior homes or are drooling, yeah, for the last 20 years of their life. You know, all, yeah, of this is avoidable. Remember now, and I use these crazy terms to get the point across, we have in America right now Obamacare. And I don't want them to shift by not fixing the underlying problems and moving to embalming care, which, by the way, every other socialist country, including New Zealand, doesn't really fix the health care. So it is a minor version of embalming care. Polypharmacy, inappropriate surgeries, not changing the biomolecules, not moving that marker, so your body regenerates itself, so the last 10, 20, 30, 50 years of your life is miserable? No. How about decrease your lifespan and make your death span really short, like a couple hours? How's that?
That's great.
Thank you. We will be back in a moment.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, coming up, another amazing interview with our amazing guy, Jonathan Gray, also in your territory in New Zealand. BeforeUs.com, Jonathan Gray's back every second Wednesday. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't miss it.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.